All right, today we're going to look at what is essentially a two-man passing game concept called the drive, popularized by Bill Walsh, Jerry Rice, the 49ers in the 80s. It's mainly going to come from this side. The far receiver, think Jerry Rice, is running a shallow cross at about 6 yards underneath the linebackers. The inside receiver is running more of a deep dig. Don't even worry about the other side. They're essentially just trying to clear out and get every defender over there to come with them so that once the underneath receiver catches it, which is usually the case, he's got plenty of room to run. The stress is really put on this middle linebacker. If he comes up with the shallow cross, then the dig will be open. If he gets depth, so he's underneath the dig, then the shallow cross is open. It usually is, and the beauty of this is once he catches it, he's full stride. Middle linebacker's not going to be able to catch him, and these guys have been cleared out because of what they're doing here. So a lot of times, even though it's only a 6-yard pass, there's a lot of yardage to be gained as the receiver turns upfield and runs over that direction. That's the drive pass game concept.
Nice job, Ross, breaking down the shallow cross route for us and how effective it can be on the whiteboard. Let's take a look at it here on the video screen. Now, this shallow cross can be ran from various formations. It just so happens that Chip Kelly does it quite often here with his inside guy. You're going to get man coverage, and it's a combination route off of this button hook here from Zach Ertz. And what the quarterback is reading at the snap of the ball, okay, he realizes he's in man coverage. He sees with this route and this route, where is his advantage? He has this defensive back trailing the shallow cross coming, so he can come off of this slot guy here, and he knows that he has Jordan Matthews in an advantageous situation on the run with a trail technique. Great job of Mark Sanchez putting the ball on his receiver, allowing him to run after the catch. The shallow cross is a very effective route versus man coverage.